He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, it's November. I walked this morning to go pick up little Riley, and it was minus 10.
Ooh, ouch.
But we just got back from a cold part of the world, back east, eastern Canada. So it was kind of like stepping out of one room into the other.
I know. She's pretty cold out there. It looks beautiful and sunny, but it's very deceiving.
It's a dry cold. So here at SNU, he said, she said, and we're ready to make an impact. So what's cooking, dear, today?
What's cooking is Swiss chard. Now, we've had Swiss chard a lot, but I just want everybody to know that we found a new website called wholefoods.com, whfoods.com.
World's Healthiest Foods?
Yes.
Yes.
WorldsHealthiestFoods.com. And there's a lot of information in that, and it's pretty accurate. Some of the stuff, there's always a little controversy here and there, but it's a pretty damn good website, I got to tell you. Anyway, Swiss chard, this is kind of funny, Swiss chard isn't native to Switzerland people, like we may have thought it was. Its actual homeland of Swiss chard lies further south in the Mediterranean region. And in fact, Corey, you're going to like this. The Greek philosopher Aristotle wrote about chard in the 4th century BC. This is not surprising given the fact that the ancient Greeks honored chard for its medicinal properties, which is nice to know.
That's cool.
I know. Chard got its common name from another Mediterranean vegetable, cardoon, a celery-like plant with thick stalks that resemble those of chard. And the French got the two confused and called them both chardet. So there you have it. Isn't that interesting?
Very much so. It's cool to look at the history. Like the mustard seed plant is the origin of broccoli and cauliflower. Humans made cauliflower and broccoli. They don't exist in nature, going back to the mustard seed plant. So we actually made them through artificial selection. And everyone thinks they're kind of like natural foods. We made those. They don't exist without our intervention. So it's really cool to find out about the history of food because we take a lot for granted.
I know. And there's so many health properties. And the Swiss chard is an excellent source of the bone-building vitamin K, very high in vitamin K, manganese and magnesium, beta-carotene, vitamin C and vitamin E, potassium and iron. So get on it, people. And there's also the cyrenic acid has received special attention in recent research due to its blood sugar regulating properties. This flavonoid has been shown to inhibit activity of an enzyme called alpha-glucosidase. When this enzyme gets inhibited, fewer carbohydrates are broken down into simple sugars, and blood sugar is able to stay more steady.
So when you eat chard, it actually has an effect to reduce the quick breakdown. It kind of modifies, it's almost like a glycemic regulator.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And I mean, I have put Swiss chard into my athlete's cookbook many years ago. We were kind of oddballs, I guess, for eating so much Swiss chard. I steam it. However, this website says you can boil it. It's one of the vegetables that you can boil, however, because there's an acid content, so don't drink the water, because sometimes we will drink the water or use it in soups if you steam or boil vegetables. So I like to steam it. You can mix it into pastas, and you can mix it into scrambled eggs. You can eat it on its own. There's a multitude of things that you can do with the Swiss chard, but get into the Swiss chard. It's so delicious. Get your kids eating it too.
Right. My favorite way is to steam it and have it on a side to a protein preceded by a big giant green salad or whatever salad I'm having, and then have a big mound of Swiss chard besides a nice protein. And then I'll cut the protein, say a chicken breast, and then put some Swiss chard onto the chicken breast, which is kind of dry, and then the two combine and sort of the Swiss chard kind of moisturizes and creates a nice texture. So, yeah, more greens, more chlorophyll in the diet is always essential. More potassium, right?
Total anti-aging. Health benefits. Totally. So just get into eating your green foods. Also, the green powders are good, but got to get into those green foods, and you should be eating them every single day, at least one serving.
Yeah,
at least one serving.
We want to reinforce the whole food with the vitamins and the supplements, not take the supplements because we're not eating the whole food.
Right.
But if you're eating the whole food, you should still take the supplements. This is what people don't get. You want to make something really good and powerful even stronger. It's like your Superman under the yellow sun, but then somehow make him 1,000 times stronger, and that would be preferable for a lot of different reasons, right?
Well, what do you say? Supplement what you're already doing.
Yes.
They're just supplementing what you're already doing, so you better be doing it good. Go green, people. Go green.
Right on.
All right.
Okay, good stuff. So get on to the Swiss chard, everybody. Get those greens into the machine. Next, who was our last month's special guest?
Our last month's special guest was Dr. Michael Colgan.
Right on.
Oh, he's just always a pleasure to have on. He's got such a great sense of humor, yet he's so deep, and, you know, you get these little pieces of information that really stick with you in life, you know. And he says that he's healthier than he was when he was 45 years old. He can do more push-ups today at 74 than he could when he was 45.
Yeah, well, this goes to show what you can do and sustain and maintain if you just do the work, which is doing. Now, he had some injuries. He talked about those. He had a shoulder problem, and he's had some health problems along the way. We all have our personal challenges and issues. So you use the natural remedies. You take a logical approach to whatever it is you've got to deal with and proceed from there. But, yeah, it's good to see that he's still quite functional.
Absolutely, and he's a research scientist with Isogenics, and I guess there's a real fantastic team of individuals that are really leading edge. And he said some of the bad news is the bulk of the medical science going in the 20th century science is old news, and the classic science is crude. You got to get with the 21st century, to the point that in our lifetime, he says, maybe even in his lifetime, that we'll be able to grow new kidneys, eyes, liver, etc. Isn't that interesting?
Very much so. I'm learning a lot by studying molecular genetics and the DNA sequencing and how they can use bacteria to produce new plants and genes and byproducts and clone, and it's so cool. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to move forward and be able to use our own cells and our stem cells to make new organs for ourselves that are very compatible. Then we won't need to take all the immune rejection kind of drugs that are so hard on the system.
No kidding. The number one cause of death. Anyway, he says that we are bombarded with misinformation on the labeling, especially through the government. So a lot of the labeling that you buy foods that have labels on them are false. So buy foods with no labels, especially onions, garlic, shallots, leeks, chives, sulfur-containing foods are fantastic. So get on that, you know, which we have all the time anyway. But this just confirms that we're on the right track, and I'm going to up it. I'm going to tweak it a notch.
So that's another standard. Now, Michael Pollan says don't buy any food that's advertised on television. We've said that you shouldn't buy any food or eat any food that wasn't on the planet like, you know, 3,000 years ago. White flour was on the planet just after that. It started to melt flour. So if you go back to about 3,000, there's no white flour, no white sugar, no processed food of any kind. And then the third one now is don't eat food that's got a label on it. If you can, like buy food with no labels. That's a very cool standard.
And food that spoils. If
yeah.
It doesn't have a label, then it's going to spoil. If it's in a can or a box, it's got additives in it that are going to kill you eventually.
Yes, and Amazon now is opening a whole new department of distribution of food. So you can order your food, it's shipped to you, and of course, the food I was looking at, it's all crap garbage food, right? It's all boxed, packaged, sterilized, canned food that they can ship, right? It's hard to ship broccoli without it getting infected or damaged or broken, things like that, right?
You know what's interesting when you say food that you can ship?
Yeah.
If you eat food that you can ship, you'll be in ship shape. A huge, fat ship.
Right, yeah.
It's going to sink.
Yeah, that's a good one. If you say things are ship shape, that's kind of a positive statement. So we'd have to come up with a way to classify the concept of eating shipped foods. We'll have to think of that one.
Just a couple more things that I want to mention. Otherwise, I could just do the whole interview and then talk about the whole interview. But he says that really be careful when you're buying bulk food in a health food store.
Right.
He says just because your breath and the touching can create bacteria and molds just from your breath.
And I've written that in the course. Stay away from pre-ground foods, unless it's like flaxseed that's been ground and it's in a container that no light gets through and it's in the freezer.
Right.
Exceptions. But those bulk bins, man, they're the worst.
So he also wrote the book, The Quiet Mind, which everyone should read. And he just talks about negative emotions adversely affect the performance of athletes, or let's just say anybody. And, you know, I remember when I was dancing, and also coaches from around the world believe that you make the athlete upset. You get them angry, and then they'll perform better. Well, today, they have totally, the new science is, that is wrong. That is so wrong. You want your athletes or anybody in life to think good thoughts, to have peace of mind. So that's a new science now. That's interesting.
Right. So much is moving forward. And the problem is that the news, the message, the right information is not getting to the masses because the news channels, the media controls what goes to them. So if these people are not following the research, which most people aren't in health, natural foods, they're not going online watching documentaries that give you the other side about vaccination, then they're going to be exposed to a lot of false information. And that's why you have all kinds of arguments and debates going on between the health and non-health people. I guess if we're into health food, the other people are into non-healthy food, right?
Well, let's just take a look. If you watch TV and everything was all health-minded, all natural health, alternative health, and just maybe one or two little bits in the TV for 5 minutes a day was the negative products, then you know what? You'd have a different consciousness of people.
Totally.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, I want to really thank Dr. Colgan for his fantastic interview. And don't forget to check out his Facebook page. He's got some really interesting articles on there.
Right.
And what's really funny is you always ask each special guest interview what their final thought for the day is. And he said, life is hilarious.
Right. So you got to have a sense of humor and not
look
get
at
too
the
serious,
funny side of life, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Speaking of which, we just came back from a great road trip. So let's get on to our CHI update. Let's talk about what we just experienced because we just got back last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was wonderful. Our CHI update is just full of updates. We had a wonderful trip. We did the Ontario East Coast. We did Ottawa, London, and Niagara Falls area.
And Fort Erie.
Just fantastic.
That's right. So we made a great circuit, and so we landed in Ottawa, and then what happened?
Then we met with one of our CSNA graduates, Ryan Slay, and his partner, Jenny. Jenny works with Cardish Foods, and you did a couple of lectures for Cardish, training the staff about sports nutrition, the best subject in the world. And also you did a couple of lectures, one in the Glebe Gym, which is fantastic, and another one in the hotel. We had quite a good turnout there, and it was just fantastic. And thank you, Ryan and Jenny, so much for helping us put this together.
Right. It was wonderful to meet Ryan for the first time. I told him that we're going to have to be careful when the two universes meet and make sure that the universe didn't collapse or blow up in the process. But it was fantastic. And for all you people out there that I haven't met that are in different countries, I do look forward to meeting you. It's a very special opportunity. And, of course, working with Ryan and helping him to learn how to, he got some personal public speaking experience, which is very good because that's the direction he wants to move in. And then we had some great chats and talks about what he's doing. And then I'm there and we're connecting and you're there and they can see what we're doing. Everyone was kind of watching us, I noticed on this trip, how we manage our business, that we actually are doing this, right? That we're actually managing a virtual business and traveling around. And a lot of people really like that concept.
Well, I like that concept. Awesome concept.
No doubt, huh?
And talking with Ryan is talking like talking to you, only he's 27 and you're 56.
He's such in great shape. He's very
strong.
Oh,
he's lovely.
People really like him. You know, if you are a positive person in shape and you know your stuff and you're well educated, you can't help but be successful. He's got a thriving personal training business.
He's a fantastic cook.
Oh, and then they fed us. Like, what did we eat? Bison and lamb. And then I remember one morning they got up and the first thing they did was whip up a couple of steaks. That was their breakfast. I mean, what a great way to start the day. In this other home we stayed at in Fort Erie where your dad was, they woke up and they have oatmeal and toast, and you can see the difference in their bodies, how people fatten up by eating all these carbs. And then you go to the other side where people wake up and have a steak, and that's all. They just wake up and have a steak, and they're lean and strong and fit, right?
Absolutely. I just want to thank Ryan very much. Thanks so much. It was nice to meet you, and say hi to your mom and dad.
Yeah, oh, we met his parents. Staying with people, you know, that was wonderful because we stayed with our friends and students in their homes and enjoyed their generosity and kindness. But we got to, you know, connect with them on a more personal, intimate level, which is just fantastic.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning after talking into the wee hours of the night and having some wine or beer, and you know, everyone's hair sticking out, you know, the way we are when we wake up. And it's just a whole different take
Absolutely. On
the relationship, which is the reality. These magazines, they're all airbrushed. The athletes are lifting styrofoam weights that aren't even real. It's all phony.
That's
but
right.
This is
no
real.
Phoniness at all. It was the real McCoy.
We're the real McCoys. We're going out connecting with other real McCoys and helping each other to achieve our goal, which is educate people correctly and teach them how to live and teach them how to eat and take supplements.
Absolutely. And on a very nice, happy note, I got to visit my father, who is 87 years old, and the whole Boncardo side. His brother had a 90th birthday. And, yep, I am definitely a Sicilian Boncardo. There is no doubt about that. I hadn't seen my dad for a bit, and he has a touch of dementia. However, he's still got a wonderful sense of humor, and he plays the harmonica and likes to sing, and he'll have his glass of wine, and he's just a really sweet man.
Very sweet, very kind. He wakes up, he says hello. You know, he might say hello 5 or 6 times or ask you the same question, and of course we all know what's going on, so it's no big deal. But he's not irritable, he's not angry, he's not belligerent. He's kind, soft, he's got a nice disposition. So you can see that when someone has a nice disposition, it's a lot easier to manage them and help them and contribute towards their passage, right?
Absolutely.
Then when you're working or having to deal with someone who's really mean or has an entirely different outlook on life, right?
In the background, you can hear our granddaughter, Riley, reminding her today, so sorry about that, but she is just a little dull. Anyways, we had wonderful food. I was treated like a queen. Everybody cooked for me, and I've got some new recipes to try, and I'll let you know in the future. I'm going to try them up myself, but thank you very much, everyone, for the Ontario experience. It was wonderful.
Yeah, so just as a quick review, we landed in Ottawa, did some stuff there, some seminars, worked with Ryan, and we took a bus, and we liked the bus because it's a kind of a sightseeing experience, and we don't have to drive, you know, leave the driving to us, as they say in the Greyhound. And you can relax, and they've got internet access on the bus, so we're working on the bus and getting off and having a coffee and just seeing the place. And then we went through Toronto. Of course, that's a big jungle, big concrete jungle. Would never want to live there. And then we got to London, which was a really funky town. That's where Lisa and the twins were. We sort of enjoyed that. Went for a nice walk down by the Thames River. Remember that?
Yes, of course I remember that.
Yeah, and I also went for a walk by the Niagara River in Fort Erie, and I saw the Freedom Trail where the slaves would escape from the bounty hunters back in the 1800s, and this home that was used to hide them, and then that is the place where they had the underground railway system where the slaves would come up from America into Canada, and these bounty hunters would chase them and try and get them for a bounty. So what a bizarre history, huh?
It absolutely is. It's just even, I can't even imagine it.
Then from London, we went to Brantford to your father's brother's 90th, met all the family. That was very interesting. Wonderful environment there. People were singing, hugging, kissing. It was great. And then we went to Fort Erie, hung out there close to Niagara Falls, met that family, had a wonderful time, got into their lifestyle. Randy is a hunter. He's got a stand. He shoots deer, eats the fresh game meat. He fishes
with a bow, crossbow. and a combination bowl.
Exactly. And you can see that when we ate some of that deer meat, it's just better to eat wild game. If you're going to eat meat, it's just better to eat wild game. There's no doubt about it.
Right. It was wonderful.
No corn, no soy. So, yeah, all in all, what a wonderful trip. Good to be back here and looking forward to a wonderful conclusion to the year. And the world just keeps turning and spinning around the sun, huh?
It sure does.
Good stuff. Okay, so let's wrap it up, dear. What is your final word?
My final word is by Rumi. Travel brings power and love back into your life.